34, Zamoskvarich. But she doesn't phone Parkaboy. She's too excited, too anxious. But this is a dressy city. In some way, she wouldn't care for it if she were to be here very long. So she changes into her Parko outfit and even tries her luck with the makeup the Tokyo spa issued her. The result, she suspects, would have the spa girls trying not to laugh, but at least it's evident she's wearing makeup. She could probably be mistaken, she decides, for the correspondent for some obscure sub-NPR cultural radio operation, definitely not television. Making sure she has the room's magnetic key, she puts on her Rickson's, shoulders the luggage label bag containing iBook and phone, and finds her way back to the mini-lobby fronting the elevator banks. A uniformed woman sits there, she assumes, 24 hours a day, beneath an enormous arrangement of flowers and dried leaves. Case nods to her, but she doesn't nod back. There is a large window between the two elevators, draped ceiling to floor in nubby ochre fabric. Beside this is an upright glass cooler stocked with champagne, mineral water, what must be several exceptionally well-chilled bottles of Burgundy, and much Pepsi. Waiting for the elevator, Case edges the ochre nubbiness aside and sees ancient-looking apartment buildings, white spires, and one amazing crenellated orange and turquoise bell tower. In the deeper distance, golden onion domes. This, she decides, is the direction she's going now. No one at all in the vast main lobby, not even a girl in green boots. She finds her way out, past the security cave with its wide boys in Kevlar, and tries to walk around the block so that she'll be headed in the direction of those onion domes, and is lost almost immediately, but doesn't mind as she's only out here to walk off an excess of nerves, and at some point she reminds herself to phone Parkaboy. But why is she hesitating to do that? The reason, she admits, is that she knows she'll have to tell him about Big End and Boone and the rest of it, and she's afraid to, afraid of what he might say. But if she doesn't, their friendship, which she values deeply, will start to cease to feel genuine. She stops, staring at the streetscape of this old residential neighborhood, and is acutely aware of her mind doing the but-really-it's-like thing it does when presented with serious cultural novelty. But really, it's like Vienna, except it isn't. And really, it's like Stockholm, but it's not really. She wanders on, feeling like a child anxiously playing hooky, occasionally glancing up in case she finds the golden onions, until her phone starts to ring. Feeling guilty, she answers. Yes? Everything. Now. I was just going to call you. Have you met him? No. Are you going to?